Have you ever been as good as much in a game as you were today? Playing for the Ravens?
Playing for the Ravens? I don't know. I have to go back and look and see how many times I was hit. When you're out in the middle of a game, you don't really pay attention to that stuff. You kind of just get up, you throw the next pass, and you move on.
Just regrouping after that interception, as we talked about earlier, you guys were able to come down and move it right down the field.
Yeah, stuff happens, man. You know, I actually thought I had Deontay up the sideline, so I took my three steps, moved, I think, a little bit to the right, and got ready to let one go to him. And, you know, next thing you know, the ball's going straight up in the air and being ran for a touchdown. So, you know, stuff like that happens. It was still a tie game and a lot of game left, and we knew we had to go win it. So,
can you just talk about, just even though you're only five games, and just the importance of coming down here to get this win after getting knocked off in Buffalo last week, and just the importance of coming down here to get this win today.
Hey, man, every single game in the NFL is tough, and every single game is important just because of the amount of games we play, and it always comes down to one or two games at the end. So to come down here and respond the way we did and get a win against a good football team is definitely going to, you know, be huge for us down the road.
Joe, how ticked off were guys at halftime? You know, I'm sure the offensive line was struggling a little bit there. You were getting hit a lot. You guys weren't really moving the ball.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody gets frustrated to some level. But, you know, it's our job to kind of, you know, use that frustration in a positive way and go back out there in the second half and try to wear them down a little bit. And, you know, that's a credit to our guys and our team. I think we've been in so many situations and so many close football games where we can look back on and kind of draw from that experience and, you know, not necessarily consciously do that, but I think we definitely have a much more calm state of mind just because we have been in a lot of games, you know, like this one before.
You're an advocate of throwing the ball, but you know, what did you think of the decision to kind of stick with the run game even though it wasn't really getting a lot early on?
Well, listen, we definitely wore him out a little bit, and Bernard had that one, you know, 35, whatever, however long that run was, and that helped us out a lot. And then we had some room in there. And, you know, the big thing is that we wore him out a little bit and we converted third downs. You know, even if we run the ball well and, you know, don't convert third downs, you know, we might be talking a little bit differently, but because we were able to run the ball, get ourselves in those third down and shorts and convert them, we kept ourselves on the field, and you know, those long drives down here in this heat, you know, after you've played 45 minutes of football, they can start to wear you out a little bit.
After, you know, having the ball deflected and, like you said, the interception return, did you kind of know, though, with the time left, that, you know, you were going to have the ball in your hands, you were going to be able to make a play to get the team back?
Yeah, it was frustrating. But, yeah, you know, you come off the sideline, you get pissed for a couple seconds, and then you regroup because you're getting the ball right back. And we actually got the ball on the 40-yard line. We hit a completion, hit a couple runs, and we didn't get a first down, and we punted the ball away. You know, we were close to kind of breaking through on that drive. And then our defense did a great job, got us the ball back. Kind of same thing, got good field position, went down there. I would have liked to see us get the first down on that third and short to run the clock out and let Tucker hit a game winner with no time left. But, you know, it didn't work out that way. So you got to just give credit to our guys for, you know, getting what we did, and then give credit to the defense for, you know, getting up to go back out there and stop them. All right.